Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Becky Baker for STEM Spots, and I would like to welcome my guest today, Dr. Darlena Jones, and she is the Director of Assessment and Research for the Association for Institutional Research. Thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, I should also tell you that she is also on our advisory board, and several years ago, with the input of the advisory board and the rest of the department, we went ahead and added a computational physics section in all of our courses, as well as a modeling section. So I would like for you to go ahead and kind of explain to us a little bit about what those are and why you think they're important, since it was part of your responsibility that we did go ahead and add them.
Yes, we are responsible for this. So my doctorate is in computational physics and modeling. And what that means is applying the principles of mathematics to describing physical phenomena. So my particular area was in laser research, so I modeled the phenomena that we saw when lasers interacted with matter. The reason we want to do this is, while it's very important to identify and see new phenomena, what's a better fit is to be able to mathematically create equations that model the behavior that we're seeing. And the reason that's important is that then we can predict into the future. We can predict things using those models, things that we may not be able to see experimentally yet because we don't have maybe the right equipment, or maybe that equipment hasn't even been developed yet. So we can theorize what certain physical phenomena would look like by using these mathematical models that were developed on systems that we were able to verify and view. So in my particular area of science, we looked at bifurcations of a laser system with the hope that we would be able to model various types of laser systems that would switch more effectively than other laser systems, and with the hope that eventually that switching mechanism would be used in small devices.
Now, you said that you were looking at lasers in yours, but I want to stress that this is not just in physics.
Oh, no, absolutely.
This modeling and the computational science really is in all areas, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's in biology, in chemistry, in astronomy, physics, any of the sciences. It's very important to try and describe that phenomena using mathematics. And that's what computational physics or computation and modeling means, not necessarily just applied to physics. But yeah, being able to take mathematics and create equations that describe the phenomena that we're seeing.
One of the reasons that we ended up implementing this in our courses is we felt that our students were at a disadvantage. So if you are out there and you have the thought that you would like to come back to school and do some of this, you know, whether you are that traditional or a lot of times we're seeing more of the non-traditional students, math does tend to scare a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to put on your hat for that Director of Assessment and Institutional Research. So tell us, what kind of support systems are there out there for students that do decide they would like to come back to school and go into some of these areas of the computational sciences?
So I went to a very small high school that had a good math program, but I didn't have calculus in high school. I had just, you know, trigonometry and algebra. Coming into college and taking math, it can be a little daunting, but every institution, including Missouri State, has wonderful support systems on campus, tutoring services, academic advising services. The faculty here in the department, or the faculty in any of the sciences departments, they are committed to making sure that you're successful as a student here. Our goal in higher education is to educate people to go out and do great, wonderful things. So just know that if you're a non-traditional student, which means that you're not that typical 18 to 21-year-old, if you're 25, 30, 45, 50, 70, 80, however you old you are, know that when you come to college, that you will be supported here in any way that you need.
Well, I certainly thank you for that, and I appreciate you being here and willing to do this today. And so with that, guys, please have a wonderful rest of the day, and I will talk to you next time. And thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.